Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I woke up today and I had a bunch of text messages, and that your first thought is like, oh no. And then it's everyone saying, Tom Brady re-retires again?
Yes. 2021?
Congratulations, Tom Brady, on your second retirement. I believe him this time, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Stop it.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there just in case so I can say, I told you, man! I knew he'd be back! Because there just seems like so many better opportunities this year than there was last year. But hey, when you're done, you're done. Just goes to show you all the hot air everybody's been speaking for the past few weeks about San Francisco or the Raiders and everything else. You know, it all comes down to him just taking a little jog on the beach and saying, you know what, guys, I'm done.
But there's two other people that also decided to hang it up, and I want to figure out who leaves more of an impact. Tom Brady, after 23 NFL seasons, saying farewell. Dr. Phil. After 21 years, Dr. Phil announced that he is no longer doing daytime TV. The guy that brought us Catch Me Outside, Girl. The guy that sat down with everyone and everyone for the last 20 years.
I mean, he saved and changed lives and relationships and provided us with a lot of daytime television. Dr. Phil McGraw, who we had on our show. Nice fella. He's like, you guys, I like you guys.
No Hollywood BS.
We should hang out. No Hollywood BS. We should get together. I looked him up, too. Worth $460 million. Oprah Winfrey put him on the map, took it and ran with it. Got to give him props for that.
So ask yourself that. We got Tom Brady, Dr. Phil, and the third person he announced, after having some health issues, canceled tour dates and has said he is no longer going to perform live. Ozzy Osbourne.
The Prince of Darkness himself. Yeah.
Sharon!
And, of course, the creator of reality television and the godfather of metal music. Yep. He says, it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to share with my loyal fans. His one purpose during this time is to get back on stage. You know, he had a major accident, damaged his spine. And after 4 years and a few surgeries, he said his body's too physically weak to do it. But he's honestly humbled by the fans. They held on to their tickets. And he says it really Fs him up more than you'll ever know.
Spinal.
I should give him my doctor's information. Never would I have imagined that my touring days would have ended this way. He thanks his family, his band, his crew. And he says he loves you all. Very sad message from Ozzy Osbourne. He didn't want to go out that way. But his body's too weak, didn't recover the way he wanted to, just put out a stellar album. Ton of collaborations recently. So I don't know if he's done making music, but he's done touring.
Well,
so today is a sad day of, wow, three goats are gone and retirements, and it makes you think about your legacy, your life, your retirement. And I'll tell you what, I'm in no rush to think about that. I got buddies my age that talk about it. I'm like, get out of here, man.
Retirement, to me, that just means like one step closer to death.
Yeah. Hey, if
not
you're
to
on
be
your way there,
everybody.
Look,
but no,
then again, like, not everybody loves what they do, and I get that, and there's life to live. you know, we're in a fortunate situation where we actually like our jobs. Yeah. We have fun.
But even if we were old and, you know, rich and, you know, I feel like you and I could still, like, do, even if it was like a weekly podcast, like in our diapers.
Hey, Camino, remember when? Wait, who are you?
We could talk about old guy stuff, like Rockports and Geritol and just old guy stuff. Wrinkle cream, welcome, hemorrhoid cream.
Welcome to the show, midweek duck feeding.
Exactly,
we're
duck feeding.
Feed the ducks and
talk about our great grandkids.
Take a look back in time.
Talk about the good old days, the roaring 20s, the 2020s.
Old school when 80 hits.
Yeah.
New
segments. You could do this, you know, till you're long in the tooth, as they say, like our old buddy. Cousin Brucey.
That's an old guy saying, long in the tooth. You're
already
there.
I'm already preparing.
Long in the tooth.
But yeah, people got that on their mind today because of three big announcements. I wonder if Dr. Phil's like, hey, you know, Tom Brady stealing my shine today.
Now,
I wonder how he feels about it.
I want you to take yourself out of Fox Sports Radio sports mode for a second.
I thought the question we were posing is, who do you care least about?
Probably because I'm not at home during the day watching daytime TV, Dr. Phil. But I will ask you.
What does that mean?
Catch me outside? What does that mean?
By the way, my mom, you know, it's a whole, you know what? Write this down, Rich, because if we have time, because we have fun here on Covino and Rich.
Yeah.
Like random parental crushes. Like, I think my mom has the hots for Dr. Phil. And to me, that's weird.
Well, I told you, my mom gave me a really weird text recently.
Yeah.
Where,
no, save it. Maybe we talk about
it. Okay, weird, you know, who your parents have a crush on.
We had Dr. Phil on our show, and my mom goes, Steven, how blue were his eyes? I was like, what, Mom? Gross, I'm telling Dad. What are you talking about?
Dad is the only mustache
you're allowed to talk about.
I'm telling Dad.
Yeah, she goes, isn't his eyes so blue? I'm like, hey, relax there, Mom. Getting all hot and heavy about Dr. Phil. You're creeping me out. So maybe that's because I heard Danny G's mom had a crush on somebody interesting too. So maybe we get to that later if we have time.
That's a fun one. But
anyway,
every
mom's crush, Dr. Phil.
I want you to really, you know, take your mind out of Fox Sports for a second. Honestly, answer what leaves the biggest impact: Dr. Phil off of TV, Ozzy Osbourne never performing live again, or Tom Brady being done playing football.
Well, think about this. I mean, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys know you're on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, but everyone's going to be like, man, you're talking about Tom Brady. But there's a lot of people that hate Tom Brady.
Take the blinders off, Spot. Like, the blinders, and who loves NFL football more than me? My answer is still Tom, maybe. But I think Ozzy saying he's never going to perform again, I know he's like old and hobbly anyway.
It's a coming of age sort of thing.
No, just knowing that he'll never take the stage again is very
similar. Did you guys get to see him live?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I work for his channel. I'm on Ozzy's Boneyard every weekend on SXM 38.
You know how Covino got that job, by the way? You know, Covino has a rock background, but to be on Ozzy's channel, he actually had to bite the head off a bat.
Yes. True story.
It was disgusting.
Ozzy and Sharon hired me.
That's how you earned your bat wings?
Yeah, that's how
you. Yes. I mean, weird, because I have bat wing as we speak. Yeah, it's a little hot in the studio. But I'm on Ozzy's Boneyard, SXM 38, every Saturday and Sunday morning, so you could wake up with me. You know you want it.
Do you send them a little, how do you do it?
But you got to think about the impact, okay? Like, I know a lot of people surprised that he's even around still, right? Let's be real about that. It's a miracle that this guy's even alive and kicking. And at a high level, 74 years old, the Prince of Darkness, besides the album sold, some people give him credit for reality TV.
Well, yeah, think about it. In the early 2000s, we were obsessed with a few things. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, The Simple Life. We were obsessed with Anna Nicole Smith, the late, great Anna Nicole Smith, who was hot back in the day, then became a mess, unfortunately. And the Osbournes.
Yeah.
People were obsessed with that show. You got to meet the kids. Sharon became super famous, more than she already was.
She brought you into his home.
She ended up judging, you know, all these reality shows. The Osbournes were one of the first families we followed around.
Had huge cultural impact, for sure. And again, it has nothing to do with the music. The godfather of metal changed the game. You know, he brought metal to where it is today. To, you know, the hard rock, any hard rock band today influenced by Ozzy Osbourne. And it's kind of hard to add up because he had his own solo legacy. But I think if you combine his solo music with Black Sabbath, he's got close to 100 million albums sold. I think anywhere between 70 million, I'm checking all different stats online and everything, but anywhere between 70 million and 100 million albums sold. So hugely impactful and also big news.
Well, you know what's also hugely impactful? Going to 10 Super Bowls, yes, winning 7 of them, holding practically every single passing record in the NFL. And you know what's also impressive? Being on network television every day for decades and having a net worth close to $500 million.
And by the way, you know what these three guys had in common too? Especially Dr. Phil.
Beautiful eyes, according to your mom. Let's say
beautiful eyes.
Ozzy, you know.
Beautiful eyes. None of them really had to do it for as long as they did it. They did it for the love of the game. All of them. Dr. Phil, once he got linked up with Oprah and sold millions of books or whatever he was doing,
he could have done that for like 5 years.
He could have stopped right then and there. Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne don't need to be performing in his 70s. No. And Tom Brady is 45. He could have walked away 10 years ago.
I thank all of them because I think they did it for the love of the game and for the fans. So I think all of them on a great career. Congratulations. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they all cheated to start their career.
You know, it's possible. You don't know. But, you know,
Dr. Phil, is he a doctor?
Exactly. Mm. Tom Brady. Mm.
No, but I heard he has an MD.
And Ozzy Osbourne, I mean, I'm sure that guy
went on the road a lot.
He did his fair share of cheating. So, I mean,
he definitely cheated on his diet. I can tell you that. He wasn't the healthiest guy.
So, as we get past, you know, three legends all hanging it up, it is Fox Sports Radio. So, let's take it to Tom Brady for a second.
Not everybody loves Tom Brady, Rich, the way we love Tom Brady.
Some people hate him, which is equally impactful.
And there's a lot of people, even our very own Ron Parker, that was like, yo. Something along the lines of, you know, hey, we can't forget that he was accused of cheating and Deflategate and all this other stuff. He said, if you're going to bring up all the negative when you bring up greats like Barry Bonds, you got to bring up the negative when you bring up Tom Brady.
Man, Rob Parker's hating, huh?
Yeah. Rob Parker wasn't hating. He was stating on his social media. And I'm only bringing that up simply because not everybody loves Tom Brady but the way we do. I found Tom Brady to be a great inspiration.
The big question mark that you don't understand, I don't understand, Ramos, Danny G, Spot, Dan Byer, if anyone in the room understands, please let me know why now, when you came back to Tampa on a mediocre team, you got to the playoffs, one and done. One of your least impressive career moments, and now you have the ability to add another chapter.
The storybook ending.
The next chapter would automatically be better. If he went to Vegas, he had all those options. If Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch decided, hey, you know, Purdy's out 6 months, we're going to deal Garoppolo, we don't have that money on the books anymore, Tom Brady's only going to want 20-something million. He's not going to want 40 or 50 like Russell Wilson or Mahomes. Why now? Like, if anything, I feel like...
Any theories?
Giselle's gone. The kids are getting older.
Yeah, I thought, if anything, here's what I was thinking. Just simply to justify his decision to come back 1 year, which sort of cost him his relationship, or at least was the nail in the coffin, I thought for sure he'd be back.
All right, then let me be gossipy. Do you think there's any chance on earth that him and Giselle get back together?
There's always a chance. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And maybe that's it. And that'll make sense. Like, oh, that's why he's
maybe
coming
he would, now. Now he's on a mission to like fight for her.
For those of you who didn't see the social media post this morning, when he thanked his fans and family, as he got emotional, you scroll through the pictures, and there was one of him and his kids and Giselle and everything. So, yeah, you know, it's not impossible. Not impossible.
I thought it was weird that he finished it with a jiu-jitsu move.
Yeah. I'm coming for you.
She wished him well.
Yeah.
She's like, wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter of your life, Tommy.
Yeah.
Do you think...
Was that audio of her, by the way?
That was me.
Oh,
sorry.
Damn, yeah. Okay.
Do you think that was like the fifth take of that? Because there were like airplanes flying by.
Ramos, it's so funny you bring that up. This morning...
There had to be a dog that ruined it one time.
And he couldn't have picked like a beautiful sunny day to make his announcement.
No, added to the somber vibe.
The gloom.
Yo, Ramos, you and I must be sharing a brain. Because this morning when Covino and I were doing our podcast, I said, think of every time like my wife takes a picture, or even if you take pictures of your kids or you and your wife... It's always like a bunch of them, and now they pick the best one. I'm like, how many times do you think he was like, hey, Tom Brady here. I want to... hold on, let me clear my throat. Take two. Hey, what's up? the damn crow in the background. Hold on, let me try again. Hey, everyone, Tom Brady here, and, you know, I think... hold on, there's a cop car passing. God damn!
Right? Here's the thing. I think
you think on his phone there's like 20 outtakes?
I think he did like 5 takes. And then once he got one, he rolled with it, and that was it. It was all the way through, because you see him getting emotional toward the end. I don't think he could have faked that funk. He's not that great of an actor yet.
I don't know. You haven't seen the movie yet.
I know I haven't. You're right.
I mean,
80 for Brady.
Was he like, hey, guys? No, can't do that. Okay. Hey, it's no.
No.
Hi, it's.
Yo. It's
yo,
me,
what's
Brady.
Up? It's Tom.
It's me.
But again, I thought
the problem. It's me.
I thought for sure with the opportunities available. Think about this. Ready? With the opportunities available this year, with the justification of coming back at all, right? I thought he'd stick it out at least one more year, and I never thought in a million years that the GOAT would go out on that note. Nobody did. So again, little does everyone in the sports world know until he makes that announcement today and shakes everything up, and that really has huge impact on where the rest of the quarterback situation
I
ends up in the NFL.
I think it's fair to say that him retiring wasn't really on our mind. I think you, me, everyone in the room, other hosts Fox Sports, I think the narrative as of yesterday was, ooh, Niners. Before
because
that,
there's
it
no
was,
way he came back for that.
Raiders. Yeah, you came back. So, again, every time there's a breakup, what do we always say? Yeah, there's more to it.
You know, as we reflect on these careers and time flying by, you know, I think Danny G made a really great point off the air, and I don't want to steal it from you, Danny G, so please elaborate, but it really does put LeBron James' greatness in perspective, considering what he's doing now at this age. When he retires, he's our last guy, right?
Yeah.
Of this generation. He's like our last dude. Now that Tom Brady's gone, LeBron is our last guy, and that's really the end, almost, if you're sort of in our generation, of our youth.
A lot of us, and we're all around the same age, we share that timeline with Tom Brady when our career started, and we've gone through all the ups and downs with him, and last hour you mentioned that you felt like it was a little bit somber because his career is ending. I was thinking, man, this might make some people appreciate LeBron just a little bit more in the moment because he dropped a triple-double inside Madison Square Garden yesterday to beat the Knicks in overtime.
The first player to log a triple-double in his 20th season or beyond. Wow. So for anyone that was saying he was slipping, he's proven that it just took him a little while to get going.
I've seen memes of his stats from over a decade ago when he was an MVP and now, and they're identical. Like, they really are. They're so close. So LeBron, I think because he's on a team that's just not winning, it's taken away from the fact that what he's still doing, and it's unbelievable. And to reiterate what Danny G said, if you're late 30s, 40s, if you're around our age.
Well, if you're going to reiterate it, you got to say it in his voice.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
So guys.
Oh, man. No, it hurts when I even try to talk that deep. But, you know, if you're roughly, like I said, late 30s, 40s, your life and career and post-high school and college lined up with Tom Brady, LeBron James. There were a few greats, and as they retire, you're like, man, I'm still like a 40-year-old guy, and I'm working. But it's the last of our, quote, childhood heroes, because everyone now.
The first, I feel like, was Griffey Jr., right? Because we saw him as the kid. And then we saw him with all these injuries and a gut, and he was, you know, grand opening, grand closing. We saw it go by like that.
I saw Ken Griffey Jr., like you said, go from having, you know, backwards hat with a little soul glow underneath, you know, young, spry, climbing the wall, Ken Griffey Jr.
Wearing his turtleneck, with his dad.
And then you saw him like 20 years later with a mock turtleneck and a beer gut, being like, hey, it's over. Like, wow, the kid?
No, but that was like the first indication maybe for us. Like, man, we just saw that guy's whole career go by. It's pretty amazing. Time flies. Then your personal heroes and favorites retire. Me personally, like Derek Jeter. Like, man, he's done. Starting to feel old.
And then you realize.
But then you still have all these other GOATs like Tom Brady. And as of today, done. Well, and now we're hanging on to LeBron. Like, no, he's still got it.
I mean, listen, whether or not you're around our age or not, you will be there one day or you've passed it. And you know that feeling of the people you sort of looked up to or that were around your age are done. So everyone you root for moving forward is a kid. Like, I'm no longer looking up to Joe Montana or Steve Young. I'm rooting for a kid that could be my son. Yeah. Brock Purdy would be my son if I got my high school girlfriend pregnant.
Come on. That's why you have to find somebody now, like John Moran or something like that, to root for now. That way you don't feel old. That way when he's in his prime, you're like 64 and you're like, man, I love this kid.
You got to find
guy.
Another guy.
Yeah, got to find. You can't have guys that pass you up because then, like you said, you feel old.
You're so right about that, Ramos. So right about that.
But just rock a throwback jersey, though. Right? Yeah. We've talked about this before. You don't want some little kid's jersey on you.
Yeah. I mean, like, Polar Bear Pete Alonso is my dude, but he's also, again, he could be my child. Polar Bear Pete.
Hey, way back on a Wednesday, do you guys, Rich brings this up often, and I share the thought with him. Do you remember realizing that the old third base coach was like an all-star at one point? And you're like, wait, that old guy used to play?
Well, you know what? Because when you're a kid, you assume the coaches in pro sports are just a bunch of old guys. And then you're like,
when you're a kid.
And your dad would be like, you know, Davey Johnson used to be on the Orioles. And you're like, what? Wait, Sparky Anderson was a player? Don Zimmer? These guys played?
That's going to be next. As we see all of our heroes or our guys in our generation retire, that's going to be the next stage when we're seeing them.
Look at Deion Sanders is a high-profile college coach
now. He still looks young.
I know, but I'm saying, like, you're realizing when you see, like, the Cora brothers coaching and different players that you remember. Dave Roberts, we always joke about Dave Roberts is the same skinny, spry guy that stole second base for the Red Sox? That guy?
Yeah.
The Dodgers manager?
And Covino, Deion doesn't look that old, but he does wear a fanny pack now. And so
that is true.
He has some grandfather tendencies.
It's a man bag.
And when he says primetime is like now in bed by 9 p.m.
Yes. Like
yes.
I saw a meme that said, you know, you're coming of age when you used to brag about how late you partied, and now the brag is like how early you got to bed. You used to be like, yeah, I was raging until 5 in the morning. Now it's like, yo, guess what? I got to bed by 10 the other night.
And let's make it clear. You know, the Covino and Rich show, there's honor in the fight, as Steve Harvey said. There's honor in the fight against Father Time. We're in no rush to get old, and believe you me, I'm in denial of it.
Steve Harvey told us three important things.
He did.
He said this, honor in the fight. He said multiple streams of income. Never let one company or one job have total control of you. And he also said, a mustache like this garners respect.
Yeah.
And I said, those are three great pieces of advice from Steve Harvey.
So like I said, we're by no means in a rush to get older, trying to come across as the old guys. But a day like today can only make you reflect. As we say, hey, Tom Brady, thanks for the memories, great career. And again, Ozzy Osbourne, Dr. Phil, and then it makes us think of LeBron, and he's still doing it, so we hang on and we give him props.
Well,
but we want to talk about cheating as well this hour. So.
You know why? Because Rob Parker, one of my favorite people at Fox.
Oh, he's great.
I mean, quite possibly the kindest. You know, we don't bump into many of the other hosts because, let's be honest, everyone's all over the country. Dan Patrick, Cowherd, they're in different studios. So we see Rob Parker, and he's a great guy, really friendly.
Great guy. He's just great on radio, too, though.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to him.
He's one of the best in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Rob loves to chirp on social media, and I love it. He wrote, don't forget to mention the Patriots cheating scandal, Spygate, and Brady being suspended for cheating, Deflategate. And he goes on to say that include everything like you do for Bonds and Clemens and everyone else. And he does make a point, but as I believe one of the promos here on Fox Sports Radio said, not now, Rob. Like, not now. Let him have the moment. Let them have the moment.
And then there's another story in the news this week. It's about a 22, 23-year-old school teacher named Arlisha Boykins. She's the junior varsity and varsity head coach at Churchland High School Truckers in Virginia. Story goes that she went in on a JV game and posed as a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah. 22-year-old coach.
And was fired.
You're
and
fired.
The varsity coach was fired as well.
Yeah.
Not just her.
And the team and the
did we discover that the varsity coach was playing point guard? Like they were also in the game?
And the team has opted to sit out the rest of the season.
Wow.
And the girl who she impersonated is leaving the school.
She's disgusted,
yes.
Instead of playing with one less hooper, Boykins apparently took matters into her own hands, suited up as a student athlete, and footage was obtained, and people were like, yo, that's the t-shirt.
And she played pretty well, too.
Yeah, she got a few layups in there. She got a block. She was nailing her free throws.
Damn. She got a block. She should have had 10 blocks.
I know.
I should have been this player
playing
the game.
Against 13-year-olds?
So people are shocked by this. And again, she was fired as a result. The student's family's asking for an apology. But it got us thinking about, again, cheating in sports.
I mean, clearly no one's seen the movie Ladybugs.
Right?
One of your favorite spot, right?
Love it. Rodney Dangerfield. Jonathan Brandis.
But, you know, I want to ask everyone. Let's be honest. If you want to chime in now, 877-99 on Fox. Have you cheated? Not on a woman. Not on a guy. Have you cheated in sports? Are you the person that when no one's looking...
At any level.
Yeah. Are you the person that when you're golfing, when no one's looking, you pick up your golf ball and throw it another 20 yards? Are you the person that when you're bowling, if you don't get a strike or a spare in the first frame, you go, hey, can you reset lane three, you know, four?
Well, in video games, I used to cheat all the time. There's no question.
Oh, you kicked the Nintendo button with your toes.
I retired at Nintendo undefeated because anytime I was about to lose, I just hit the reset button with my big toe. Yeah. Nobody ever beat me. So in video games and stuff like that, absolutely. In actual sports,
it doesn't need to be.
I don't think I ever did anything to gain an unfair advantage in that way.
It doesn't need to be some Danny Almonte. Yeah, I was actually 16 and I was in the Little League World Series. It could be something as simple
as... I used to sharpen up my spikes and try to take out the shortstop.
Yeah, it could be something as simple as like, yo, in high school baseball,
You corked your bat, didn't you?
No, yeah. I never did.
Maybe that.
Not even in wiffle ball.
27 home runs.
Spot. Imagine there's a big story about how Covino's 27 Little League home runs, they realized he had a corked bat. Your legacy would be ruined.
I'm just thinking how embarrassed. That was Sammy Sosa, right? I don't know why I'm drawing a blank, but yeah. Sammy Sosa with the corked bat and trying to play it off.
Isn't there a story about...
That was his batting practice bat or whatever.
Isn't there like an amazing, absurd story about some player on a team climbing through like ceiling panels to like retrieve Albert Bell's bat? Am I dreaming this?
I think you're confusing...
That's a weird dream you had.
I think you're confusing...
Then I woke up in a big marshmallow.
No, you're thinking of the Dennis Rodman story where the girls fell from the ceiling tiles.
And that's how he was sleeping
with caught
him?
Cheating?
I'm telling you, there's a story about a player. I'm going to look this up during the break, and I promise you. There's a story about cheating where when Albert Bell's bat was taken away, one of the players on the team was given the mission, I'm being serious, where he climbed through like he was John McClane in Die Hard, climbing through the ceiling to get to the umpire's room to switch out
like
Albert Bell's bat. Through the vents, like he was in Die Hard.
Wasn't that Bad Santa?
No, but it was. But I feel like there's a story. I'm going to look it up.
I'm just wondering at any level. It could be Sunday softball. Could have been your Little League days.
Yeah,
could have been
you,
at
you?
Any stage of your life.
Were you using like
ever,
a...
Okay. Yeah.
Were you using a sticky substance in high school baseball? And like you're like, yeah, you know, 20 years later, admit it. I was like a cheat in high school.
I want to hear the story, yeah.
So it was a game against between the Indians and the White Sox.
Okay.
The Indians, knowing the bat was indeed corked, dispatched relief pitcher Jason Grimsley to retrieve the bat. Grimsley took a bat belonging to Indians player Paul Sorrento and accessed the area above the false ceiling in the clubhouse and crawled across with a flashlight in his mouth until he reached the ump's room.
What?
That's some Mission Impossible stuff.
He switched Bell's bat with Sorrento's and returned to the clubhouse.
So the umpires had retrieved the bat for inspection.
And then he switched.
And then during the sixth inning, the ump's custodian noticed clumps of ceiling tile on the floor of the ump's room, plus twisted metal brackets in the ceiling.
I didn't dream it. I knew it.
I mean, but it was possible.
The FBI was flown in to investigate.
That's wild. I don't remember that, I don't think.
Is that wild?
Yeah. It was dusted for fingerprints and the path the burglar took was discovered.
Think about it. If people are going these lengths to get an advantage in professional sports when you know there's a chance you could get caught, right? You're gonna tell me that on a lower level that people, the average fella, didn't do whatever he could to get the advantage?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? pick your favorite players, and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Perfect.
What are we calling it on our Patreon show?
Dingleberry February.
And, you know, it takes me back to 1984. The year was 1984! Four! And I was in the All-Valley Championship, and my son said, he was a bad guy, bad dude. Told me to take out the kid's knee.
Kreese?
Yeah, John Kreese.
I know.
And I was like, really? You want me to take out his knee? And he said, you got a problem with that? And I said, no, sensei.
Are you sure this is
your
story?
And I did it. Yeah, it was me. Okay. 1980. You know what, man? It was wild, but I felt bad about it. But, hey, cheating happens at every level.
Steve, they actually have audio from that actual moment.
Sweep the leg.
Oh, wow.
That's your story.
Yeah.
By the way, the Rosie Ruiz thing, it took them 8 days to figure this out, and they stripped her of the title. There was a whole investigation. What she did was she took a train and popped out a half a mile before the finish line, literally ran a half a mile. I was like, I won the marathon.
Eight.
Jim in Mississippi, and then we'll get into midweek major. Hey, Jim, you're on. Covino and Rich.
Hey, guys. Love y'all.
Thanks, brother.
I just started listening to y'all.
I appreciate that. Hey, download the podcast if you ever miss it, man.
Yes, sir. I understand that, but I'm an old guy. My fingers don't work too good, but I got
We'll walk you through it. What's up, Jim?
Right. Change of subject, and I hate to, and y'all stay because I'm loving it.
It's all good, man.
I cheated too. Cheated on my wife. Anyhow, another story. Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
With Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
I sure wish New Orleans would go on and get him, because he would make a good quarterback, seeing their coach is going to leave, I guess. And God, just believe Cooper Rush needs a good chance.
Interestingly enough, Cooper Rush did fill in quite admirably for Cowboys. You wonder, is he one of those guys, though, in that backup spot starting role is great, but if he were a full-time starting quarterback, we'd be disappointed?
We don't know. Nobody knows, really.
That happens often, right? Like, a guy has a couple spot starts, and it's like, oh, man, he's got the juice. And it's like, well, slow down. If he was there every week, you might not love him.
I don't know if that's Cooper Rush. But you know what I do know?
But he was impressive this year.
It's time for Midweek Major.
Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
Oh, yeah. Welcome into a Wednesday.
Hump day.
Right here on FSR at CNR. We're going to mix it up a little bit today, boys. Don't be jealous, but look what I have in my hand.
Oh, what do you got?
Ben Maller's penny. Oh. Talk about a celebrity in the studio. You probably
is that the
know
one all... he keeps up it. No.
Dude, for 10 years in a row, the number one rated Benny versus the penny. This is the penny right here.
Sweet.
Oh,
sweet.
Oh, man.
All right. Now, Covino, you're on mic one, so I'm going to call it home turf for you. You call it in the air, okay?
All right. Heads.
Whoop. Oh, landed on the counter here.
Good sound effects.
Thank you. Tails.
Yeah. That's what I said. Heads I win, tails you lose.
I said tails you lose. Wait, I'll defer. No, wait, I'll receive. I'll go first. Okay.
All right, so Rich is going to go first. Yeah. And now, your host for Midweek Major, hailing from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, the one and only Spotty Boy.
Hey guys.
Spots, right.
I'm going to throw you some stories.
Let's
You're
go.
You're going to give me some feedback.
I'll give you the juice. Let's go.
Tom Brady retiring, Midweek or Major. Put that to bed.
Major.
Rich, since you're going first, I'm going to pick the weakest story out of the stories I have.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, bud.
Two monkeys were stolen from the Dallas Zoo. They've gone missing in the latest string of animal-related bizarre disappearances. Very bizarre. A couple of emperor tamarin monkeys went missing, and there's evidence of tampering
in the
restricted area, believing that the monkeys were ape-napped, Rich.
Ape-napped. Well, hold on. Ramos, this is weak.
A leopard went missing earlier this month. So there's something afoot at the Dallas Zoo.
There's something going on. They found, I saw this because there was a dude that they took surveillance and it was like just some young kid eating a bag of Doritos and they're like, he might be a suspect.
He's up
Are
for
the monkeys under his hoodie? Here's the deal. I think they have since found these monkeys you speak of, Spot, but the story is ridiculous. Don't touch animals at the zoo. First of all, the zoo's sort of odd in the first place. They got all these wild animals cooped up in a zoo. Now you try to steal them. Can we stick to dogs and cats and maybe a ferret? Like, we don't need monkeys in someone's house. It's like the people that have pigs as pets.
Weak.
Leave them in the zoo. Bring your kids. This is a weak-ass story.
I think it's major, and I want to take this opportunity to shout out Harambe. I still remember and never forget Harambe.
I know.
People stealing exotic animals. And you said it's not the first time, like, it's a growing trend?
It's a growing trend.
It's gross.
Same zoo.
And by the way, I would never, like, downplay this story, Rich. You're going to have PETA on your butt. No way. This is big news, man.
Definitely major.
I feel bad about it.
All right. Going with snacks, we just mentioned Doritos. So Anthony Edwards has mentioned that he's obsessed with Chester's hot fries. Chester's hot fries. He revealed that he eats 21 bags of Chester's hot fries a week. Let me finish the story, though. He listed it in the 10 things that he can't live without in a GQ Sports interview, saying they're the best chips ever made. But I want you to flashback a few months, and I mentioned it here on Midweek Major. His teammate, Carl Anthony Towns, said that he was looking a little sluggish on the court because he was eating too much Popeyes. So I wonder what he has to say about this, Midweek or Major.
I'm going to say this is completely... this is mid. This is
like a... so mid.
I'll accept that.
Let me tell you something. It's... you're a professional athlete. You could eat whatever you want because you're burning so many calories. So if these guys want to eat junk, you ever see Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
Exactly.
When the guy was in his prime, he talks about eating like McDonald's every meal. Michael Phelps was eating thousands and thousands of calories during his Olympic days. You know what it pays off? When you're a young athlete. When you're an older guy, you start just gaining weight. If I wish I could eat cheese doodles every day. If you told me I could have a bag of salt and vinegar chips every day, I would.
Yeah, but it's not good because you're young, right? I mean, training, boxing training and playing basketball, I mean, two different things, in my opinion.
You told me when you were a younger, active guy playing like high school and college sports, Covino, you told me you would drink bottles of soda a day.
I did. I had that metabolism, like you said, but I wasn't a professional athlete, and you're paying these guys as investments. You know, when you're Floyd Mayweather, he's his own guy. He's doing his own thing. This is a team sport. You know, some of these guys could be a a bag, a Chester hot fry bag away from looking like Zion at his worst. Okay. You know, like, you don't want a guy gaining weight like that when you're paying him all that money. Ta-da. Plus, you know, he did well in the movie Hustle. I love that movie Hustle. What if he starts putting on those pounds? Okay. Those roles go away and he gets other roles instead. Like, as a professional athlete, I think that's a bad example to set.
So,
kind of mid.
Outside of his appearance on the Masked Singer this week, Damar Hamlin is actually turning his little tragedy into some good. He's partnering with the American Heart Association to start a campaign to spread CPR awareness, which is great. I think it's great. Hold on. To create the 3 for Heart challenge. His social media campaign's 3 steps. You have to learn hands-on CPR, donate to the American Heart Association, and challenge 3 people to do the same. His first 3 people... Tom Brady, LeBron, and Michelle Obama. So will they accept the challenge?
When you're Damar Hamlin and you're the, you know, the great story of the year.
Right.
Michelle Obama, LeBron, and Tom Brady have to answer. I think this is major. I love it. In fact, I think everyone should take CPR, and I'm not just sounding like a do-gooder.
I think it's great.
Danny G, you and the wifey are expecting a baby. Have you taken baby CPR yet?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, my wife and I did that. I think everyone should at least have a refresher every so often.
I did that too, like 13 years ago, and I don't remember any of it.
Well, take
you have to get refreshed every
that's
2 years.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's the point here. Like, you got to get refreshed. I think this is a major story.
You
I agree with Rich.
You can practice right now. You want to do some...
No, I'm good.
Butt-to-mouth resuscitation?
It's the perfect... story from this tragedy. Yeah. Like, I think it's great. It's great to bring awareness, and it's a reminder to people like me or people who've never done it that, hey, you know what? I'd never want to be in this situation and not know what to do.
Yeah, you don't want to be helpless.
So I think this is a great story.
I've done it recently. Yeah. Super easy. You go online, you pay a course fee, you do an online portion, and then you do an in-person portion, and you're certified.
All right.
It's easy thing to do. Anyone can do it. Very available.
Especially if you're a parent. Especially if you have a little one or a little one on the way, like Danny G.
I challenge...
I say even if you have a little pet, because I wouldn't know what to do if the little doggy started choking. And Rich, your doggy died because it choked right in front of you guys as a
kid. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was old. Choked on a hot dog. Bad story.
Terrible story.
And by the way, I challenge Ozzy Osbourne, Dr. Phil, and Tom Brady. They all have time on their
hands. Good one, Rich. All right, let's wrap it up with the Kelce Bowl coming up. Mama Kelce has finally commented on her 2 sons playing in the upcoming Super Bowl 57. Her plan, when asked how she's going to handle, is to just root like crazy when the offense is on the field. So she's going to be screaming her lungs off at the top of her lungs for the entire game. And she even went on to further say that the brothers have always been competitive, always like, you know, first to the table, last piece of food, first in the car.
I love it. You know, it's
so, yeah.
I'll say right out there. I think this is major. First brothers, couple things. First brothers playing each other, and the first time there's 2 black quarterbacks. So there's a lot of firsts in this year's Super Bowl.
Making Black History on Black History Month.
And I think it's great. I think it's major. Good luck to the Kelce brothers. Pretty cool to think they both made it to that level.
I don't think there's any doubt that this is a major story. I mean, it's like a dream come true. It's like, what did Tom Brady say today? He lived his absolute dream. Think of the Kelce family.
I'm thinking about him.
The mom.
About
him.
They got great
beards.
Imagine
your kids grow up and they're in the Super Bowl competing against each other. It's a great sort of situation to be in. It's awkward, but it's great. And she's the only one that really, truly wins this entire story.
Speaking of awkward, but great, Dan Beyer.
Hey, Dan! What's going on? I love Dan.
Dan Beyer.
Hi, Dan.
Best transition ever. I love it. I love it.
Covino and Rich here. And whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, 2 words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You getting emotional over there or what?
I'm just thinking about Tom Brady.
Tom!
It could work for him as well. It could work for any of them, right?
Yeah, it could work for anyone.
The Last of Us.
We haven't seen the last of Dr. Phil. He did say he'd be reintroducing old shows and clips here and there, so he'll be live from like his house in his Ebenezer Scrooge nightcap.
And we haven't seen the last of Tom Brady, who is going to be in the Fox booth for 10 years. So
yeah, but he got great advice from Colin Cowherd today. Colin said, You know what, Tommy? I'm not here to give you advice, but if I could just give you a little whisper, take a break.
Sure.
You deserve it. You've earned it, buddy boy.
Yeah, relax. Come back to Fox Sports in a year. And we play this because The Last of Us on HBO getting rave reviews, and this random Linda Ronstadt song.
Well, it's not that random. It's random to bozos who don't know who Linda Ronstadt
is. I'm sorry,
is.
I didn't know much about Linda Ronstadt in the 70s before I was born.
I mean, she's legendary.
I know, but this isn't, I don't think this
she's
is her top hit.
She's kind of a big deal. She's like, I don't know, famous.
This is her top hit?
You know, my mom would throw her shoe at you for saying that.
Yeah.
She would say, you know she's Mexican, right? She's very proud
of
that.
All right, put down your chancla, Mrs. Covino. but I will say, they said 5,000% uptick in streams on Spotify and downloads on Apple and all your services.
Three streams a week, that's not that hard to beat.
So Linda Ronstadt is not seeing a dime, though. That's the weird part. Unlike Kate Bush, who saw all that extra money because of Stranger Things, she's not seeing the money.
Kate Bush, by
Where's
the way.
Going?
She sold her music assets a year ago.
Oh, really?
Oh.
No, I know.
Her and Bieber.
Kate Bush nominated to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2023. That was announced today with some of my favorites, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, Willie Nelson, and more. So congratulations to the nominees.
And by the way, Linda Ronstadt's 76. I don't think she's made millions. She sold her catalog a year ago. I don't think she needs a little extra bump from a TV show. I think she's fine.
But pretty cool to see the comeback there, or to see people actually appreciating some good quality music. I mean, it's kind of sad. I don't rock out to that. I prefer some Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't think anyone rocks out to Long, Long Time by Linda yeah. Ronstadt. In fact, I don't think
that's...
I mean,
you kind of do.
I can picture Ramos doing it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Spot, like you and I sit next to
that's
each other.
That's funny because you were playing it the other day. Was he not, Spotty
he
Boy?
He was.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Way to he set
like,
the mood.
He like was playing it on his phone, placed it in our studio, and just walked away.
It's true.
Let me give everyone a little behind the scenes. We do Fox Sports Radio every day, but every morning, if you want more Covino and Rich, uncensored, we talk about a lot of stuff, we do a Patreon podcast every morning.
We talk about Ramos behind his back.
If I talk about Ramos, it's always how much I love him. But we do a podcast every morning. So these guys come over to my house. We have a home studio, a whole setup. And in the morning, I have like a wake up chill mix with all, like, honestly.
That doesn't wake me up, though. It's a great song, but it puts me to bed.
To me, I like corny, slow stuff in the morning, like Cat Stevens, Linda Ronstadt. Like, I take a Billy Joel. I take it back to like stuff that reminds me of my parents that they would play on like a Saturday morning.
I mean, I do appreciate yacht rock. I'm not saying that this it's is sort necessarily of what I do. Yacht rock, but I like that vibe, right?
I play like slow.
You give me
acoustic.
A little Seals and Croft, Ramos. I'm feeling pretty sweet.
Maybe a little Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
A little Saline.
Some
little
Sticks.
Little Dan Rundgren.
I'm Saline.
Todd Rundgren.
I mean, Todd.
Who's Dan?
I meant Dan Fogelberg. I combined Dan Fogelberg and Todd Rundgren.
But no, I do think that. Well, we all agree that different moods require different music, right?
I agree.
Like if you're getting pumped up to go play sports or go to a game or you're having a barbecue, that's a different vibe than Saturday morning, maybe throwing the oldies or some yacht rock. That's a different vibe. If you're don't you remember like your mom making pancakes? What do you always say? Your mom would make pancakes and would be blasting oldies when you're a kid.
Oldies.
Oh, that's
mariachi
weird.
Music.
My mom had gangsta rap on when she was making pancakes.
She got Tupac going while she's making those flapjacks.
Explains a lot.
I don't know if that's true or not. I can never tell with Danny G.
No, that's true.
But it's a weird day because it makes you reflect on how much time has passed. Like you just said, Linda Ronstadt, who was featured in The Last of Us this weekend, she's 76. Tom Brady, retired, 45, but long career. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne, 74. Dr. Phil, 72. And here we are, haven't even peaked yet, Covino and Rich.
Don't you know Danny G's childhood weekends? He used to have Wu-Tang waffles, right, Danny?
Oh, Wu-Tang,
yes.
Wu-Tang waffles every Sunday morning. Let's say what's up to Mark in Medford. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I was going to say something about Tom Brady, but you know what? I don't want to talk about his personal life. I will say this much, though. I'm not so sure that he's the perfect role model outside of football that he's made out to be. And you know what, though? That's part of the business. That's part of the business that I don't like. So I don't really want to talk about it. He had a great career, and I wish him luck. I did want to say, though, I knew Linda Ronstadt for a very brief time.
Lucky her.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I don't know about it. I don't know how lucky she was.
Were you did lovers? You court her? Yeah, did you her court her back in the day?
Better
Mark.
When she walked away from me, I tell you that.
Mark, let me ask you. You could tell the Fox Sports Radio Nation, but you got to be honest, though. Did you make love to Linda Ronstadt?
I knew Linda Ronstadt. I didn't even know
intimately?
That I was with Linda Ronstadt till the moment she walked away from me.
Mark, I'll be honest. I would give you a fake name, too. let's go to Boise Bob. Boise Bob. What's up, man? Love you, Mark.
How's it going, gentlemen?
So what's much up? There to unpack.
I know. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Look, good fences make good neighbors, okay? Okay. And while I appreciate what Mr. Brady has done for officiating in the NFL, I do think I will be missed the most.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Phil.
No, Dr. Phil. I mentioned earlier that my mom one time said to me that she loves Dr. Phil. And I'm like, slow down, Mom.
Relax.
He's not that awesome.
So,
he's got the bluest eyes.
So we ask you, it is weird to hear, but who is your mom's crush? Like, when you think about your childhood, even now, like, is it weird when your mom's like, he's so handsome? Like, your mom with Dr. Phil, and who's that other, like, ballad singer your mom likes?
My mom has the hots. She doesn't say this, of course. I'm just saying, I read between the lines. My mom's very conservative. Like, she'd never admit to it.
Oh, Steven.
Yeah, how dare you? You know I only love your father. Right, but
she could still look.
You should hear my mom gush over like standard singer Steve Tyrell.
Oh man,
Steve Tyrell. I can see my dad getting all mad when she talks about him too.
Hey, Steve, why'd you stop talking about Steve Tyrell?
You guys remember who my mom was hot for?
No, I don't. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
You can hit the notes. You're going to. I know you are. Aaron Neville.
Aaron Neville.
The hots, right? That's so funny. It's so funny, though, because a lot of these people are like, you think of your dad, and you're like, yeah, I don't get how you like dad. And you know who else my mom always gushes over? I don't know. But I don't know if she has the hots for him, but she's like, Steven Luis Miguel. He's like the Mexican, like Sinatra. He's like a Mexican superstar. Miguel is so good. And you're like, ew,
she
mom.
She likes Bad Booney.
Yeah, no, but it's just weird. And Rich, I feel like your mom, didn't she like a specific Raider growing up?
My brother's name is Jim. My younger brother, Top Jimmy, James. My mom loved Jim Plunkett.
Number 16.
Yeah. And I met Jim Plunkett And you know what's so funny? I found it in my house. I never gave it to my mom.
Where'd you find it in your house?
No, I found it. When I met Jim Plunkett, I got I got Jim Plunkett.
He met Jim Plunkett in his parents' bedroom. Which is so weird.
When you say
and he gave Rich an autographed jersey.
When you say it, you mean a pair of his underwear?
It's so
and
weird.
It's weird. If you look at the jersey, it says, to my son, Rich.
Game what? Used.
Wait a minute. No, Richard Simmons is
weird.
My dad.
No, you know, it's weird. You and your brother really don't look alike.
So my mom loved Jim Plunkett. So when I met him at a Super Bowl, you know, we go to the Super Bowl. We'll be there all next week. A lot of the legends are there. I met Jim Plunkett. I told him the story. And he's like, let me write your mom a letter. And I never gave it to her. It's like, dear Marianne, thanks for
having
it. I have it. I found it the other day.
Rich, at your championship Sunday party at your house, when we were playing catch with the football, this explains a lot. You were airing that sucker out.
Maybe I'm Jim Plunkett's son.
Makes
sense. You know, my mom.
That's why you two get along, didn't
she? She said this to me the other day. And I was like, Mom, really? She goes, Richie, I think my mom's a Raiders fan like you, Danny G. She goes, I think my Raiders are going to get Jimmy Garoppolo. My goodness, he's going to look so hot in silver and black. And I'm like, Mom.
My mom thinks
Jimmy G. Hot?
You know what my mom said today?
Someone get the hoax.
Rich and I were having a debate on our Patreon show about Jimmy G and Christian McCaffrey or whatever. My mom hit me up. She's like, Jimmy G is really handsome. But I do think Christian McCaffrey's very handsome.
He is.
I'm like, yeah, Mom.
Yeah, Camino's in denial. Because we said Christian McCaffrey. We might have an opportunity to interview him here on Fox Sports Radio Super Bowl week. We were sort of talking behind the scenes about Christian McCaffrey, and Covino's like, yeah, he's all right. I'm like, him and Olivia Culpo might be the best looking couple.
Maybe she
in
just
the
makes
NFL.
Everybody look ugly because she's really beautiful. But your parents' crush is funny to think about.
Well, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night.
Goodbye.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.